Radio Club.
This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by Magnetic Tapes. Without tapes, there would be no air checks.
IDXers, Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, the only place I know of where you can hear an entire radio market air checked and scoped down for your listening enjoyment. This month, we present all the FMs you could ever want to hear from Milledgeville, Georgia, courtesy of Herbert Newberry Jr. Milledgeville must be a good FMDX location because Herbert has got FMs from Atlanta, Macon, and a lot of other burgs. So the November Market Scope begins a Georgia FM dial-up.
88.1 W201BN, Milledgeville, Georgia. A low-power relay of KAWZ 89.9 in Twin Falls, Idaho, part of the Calvary Radio Network, September 20th, 2003.
Saturday evening service at Calvary of Albuquerque with Pastor Skip Heitzig.
89.7 WDCO, Cochran, Macon, a member of the Peach State Public Radio Service of the Georgia Broadcasting Authority. During this taping, network station list was given. September 20th, 2003, 9:45 to 10:15 p.m.
We as individuals learn to love different things, and since I love to give a personal touch to everything, I thought, why don't I share this great music with our listeners? And especially because I produce a show called Sounds of Pangea, which airs in our Carrollton station, WWG 90.7 FM. So our Carrollton audience knows about this type of music, and I wanted to share it with you. La diva de los pies descalzos, Cesárea Évora. Ella es de Cabo Verde, unas islas 300 millas de la costa de Senegal, al oeste de África. Ella canta mornas y coladeras. Espero les haya gustado todo esto precioso de Cesárea Évora. You're listening to Latin Beat on Georgia Public Radio. Hola, I'm Liz Palin, a volunteer here on Latin Beat, but a listener at heart.
Es importante de cuidarse durante su embarazo. Su salud y la salud de su bebé es muy importante. Debe visitar un médico temprano para mantener un bebé más saludable. No use medicina sin permiso del médico. Para más información, llame al 1-800-504-7081. Le habla Venus Inés y esta es la realidad. Es un mensaje de Georgia Department of Community Health y Georgia Department of Human Resources.
You're listening to Georgia Public Radio on these FM stations, 88.1 WJSP Warm Springs, Columbus, 88.3 WPPR Demarest, 89.1 WWIO Brunswick, 89.5 WMGU Dahlonega, 89.7 WDCO Cochran-Macon, 90.1 WXVS Waycross, 90.7 WACG Augusta, and WWGC Carrollton, 90.9 WJWV Fort Gaines, 91.1 WABR Tifton, and WSVH Savannah, 91.7 WUNV Albany and WWET Valdosta, 91.7 and 97.9 WUGA Athens, and 1190 AM WWIO St. Mary's.
Due to the loss of satellite transmission capability, Georgia Public Radio is currently being made available through the secondary audio channel of Georgia Public Television. We apologize for the temporary loss of the descriptive video service on Georgia Public Television. Thank you for your patience.
90.5 WPWB in the city of Byron, Georgia, that also covers the Macon area. A religious station. September 20th, 2003, from 10:45 p.m. to 11:15 p.m.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
What did you have in mind?
I thought we'd go see a movie, hang out with some friends, go parking.
You wish.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
What did you have in mind?
I thought we'd go to that party at Mike's house. Get a couple of brewskis in us and see what happens.
You wish.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
What did you have in mind?
I thought we'd go hang out at my parents. Have a TV dinner, play Parcheesi.
You wish.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? If you're looking for something different, check out Life on the Edge Live with Steve Russo and Susie Schellenberger. It's live radio that deals with the stuff you deal with. And best of all, it's never the same show twice.
Basket weaving? Origami? Square dancing?
Teen Talk Radio. Tune in, dial up, and speak out on Life on the Edge Live.
Hey, where are you going?
Music for the Italian Stallion, and of course my co-host yes. Steve Russo is the Italian Stallion, also known as the Drummer Dude. He's in Northern California right now at the Mount Hermon Student Leadership Conference. Hey, we still have Megan on the line, and Megan, I want to spend some time in prayer with you. Let me ask you one thing, though, before we go to prayer. Did you, by chance, participate at See You at the Pole?
Yes, I did.
You know, I was going to say, that is one real fast way to find out who the other Christians are at your school. You said it's you're having a hard time making Christian friends. Did you see some standing at the pole with you?
Yes, and another thing is, half the people that come there aren't really Christians. And I don't think they're true Christians.
As mentioned on this broadcast, log on to lifeontheedgelive.com or call 1-800-FAMILY, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. You can also write to us at Life on the Edge Live, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Life on the Edge Live is a production of Focus on the Family.
WPWB Byron, serving Macon, Warner Robins, Perry, Fort Valley, and Hawkinsville. What would you miss most if the Good News Network went off the air? No, we don't plan on that happening anytime soon, but it's a good question to ask.
91.3 WJTG in Fort Valley, Macon, Georgia. Joy 91, a religious station, September 21st, 2003, from 12:45 until 1:15.
Let's welcome Joan to the program. How can we pray with you tonight, Joan?
Please pray for me, for my family.
That you heal that liver enough so it will keep functioning until it's her time to get her rewards with you for eternity.
USA Radio News. I'm Jack DeRay.
We all want to see a stable Iraq. We all want to see Iraq make a transition to democratic government.
I'm Jack DeRay on the USA Radio Network.
Good news comes from Isaiah 33:6. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. You're listening to WJTG Fort Valley, making the best in Southern gospel music.
Everybody pull together.
Everybody pull together.
It will be.
And love you will be while the age is fly.
WMKS, Macon, Warner Robins, Georgia. Eagle 92.3, Rock Station. September 21st, 2003. 1:45 to 2:15.
Non-stop classic rock. Middle Georgia's classic rock. Eagle 92.3.
Enough 45 minutes of classic rock every hour. Eagle Rock, Middle Georgia's classic rock. Eagle 92.3.
Mr. Breeze.
Classic Rock, WMKS Macon, Warner Robins. A Cumulus Station, Eagle 92.3. Choice for classic rock. Middle Georgia's classic rock. Eagle 92.3.
WKKZ, Dublin, Georgia. 93KKZ, a rock station. September 21st, 2003.
We're playing today's hottest music.
2.9 WZGC Atlanta, Georgia, Z93, a rock station. September 21st, 2003, 6:45 p.m. till 7:15 p.m.
Birds. Blackbird fly.
And now, Atlanta's classic rock Z93 is known for its falcon. The new home of the Atlanta Falcons is 92.9 FM Z93.
Classic rock variety on the new
Z93. It's true. At Verizon Wireless, can supply. Service not available in all markets.
WZGC Atlanta, 92.9 FM, the official radio home of the Atlanta Falcons. The new Z93. Game on.
What's up? It's time for the Blues on Z93, 92.9, your home of the Blues every Sunday night. Starting up around 7 o'clock, except, of course, when there's a Falcons game and we get stuffed where we belong. Lots of really cool stuff for you on the program today. We are going to feature, all through the program, music from a very cool TV event coming up next week. It's Martin Scorsese Presents The Blues, airing on PBS September 28th through October 4th. I want to start you off with a very talented young Sly guitar player. He's drawn some comparisons to Jimi Hendrix. His name is Robert Randolph and the Family Band. This is New Stuff. You got The Blues, Z93. Z93. There's Robert Palmer with a cover. This is a song near and dear to my heart. Or my heart.
TV dinners.
Clogging my heart.
There's nothing else to eat.
For my money, one of the best live bands out there. This is Los Lobos. Voodoo Music, Z93.
93.7 WPEZ, Macon, Warner Robins in Jeffersonville, Georgia, Z93.7, a Cumulus broadcasting station, September 21st, 2003, 7:45 to 8:15 p.m., an adult contemporary format.
Sunday Evening with Delilah is a showcase of some of the best calls you've heard here in recent weeks. We hope you enjoy listening, and remember to tell a friend about us. You're listening to Sunday Evening with Delilah on today's Light Rock, Z93.7.
When I wear...
Today's Light Rock, Z93.7.
Good evening, I'm Delilah on Middle Georgia's home of today's Light Rock favorites, WPEZ Jeffersonville, Macon, Warner Robins, a Cumulus media station. This is Delilah, and if you are trying to reach me tonight, don't bother, because I'm not here. On Sunday nights, I'm home with my family, so you can't call me, but you can stick around all night long and enjoy the best calls from the previous week, the best stories that people have shared with us, and of course, the best songs. Which song would you like to hear tonight?
I'd like you to choose one for her.
I'll find
you
a good
one. You do such a wonderful job of that.
God bless you, hon.
Thanks, Herbert. For a newcomer to Milledgeville, you sure do know your FM stations. We'll see you back here next month for more good-sounding Georgia radio. And hey, don't forget, we're still giving out those radio station jingle assortment CDs to anyone who sends in a market scope. My address is Phil Wayne, 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio, 43302-8730. Thanks for all your help. Now here are the musicians from the members.
This is Musings of the Members.
Yeah.
The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, this is Don Wilkerson. The new call letters for 1690 are going to be WRLL. They have been on testing, playing 80s and 90s music, but they're going to be 50s and 60s. Another person who is going to be on is Scotty Brink, who I believe used to be on WCFL, and Jerry G. Bishop, they just announced, is going to be on weekends from 6 to 10 on Sunday, and I believe it's 8 to 10 on Saturdays. So there's another name from the past.
Yes, thank you very much. This is Donald Finney calling from Miami, Florida. In 1959, I lived in Buffalo, New York, and I was listening to a station at 1080 on the dial, 1080. I believe it was 1,000 watts, sunrise, sunset, would come on the air at the sunrise, whatever the sunrise was. At the time, they were, the call letters were WIME at 1080. They were an R&B station. They changed sometime in the spring or the fall. I was very young. I was 9 years old. I only remember a little bit of it. They changed it about 9 or 9:30, I don't remember which, and they changed to a sort of an easy listening type format. And I wonder if anybody has a tape somewhere of that change taking place.
Hello, everybody. You're not going to forget who I am. This is Don Wilkerson, Calumet City, Illinois, near Chicago, with another format change here in the Chicago area. WBEE in Harvey, Illinois, on 1570 is now Black Gospel. They just went today. And today, of course, being Tuesday, the 7th, it's very interesting format here because I don't know whether they're trying to compete with 1390 or not. But anyway, we have another gospel station. One goes away and another one comes. So it's very interesting. We just lost the FM gospel station here last week. We're still waiting for the big 1690 to come on the air. They had said in the paper that they were going to come on Monday, that being yesterday, but they did not. So we're waiting to see what happens. Robert Feeder is our person here who does the TV and radio report, and he was off today on assignment. Normally he does his column from Tuesday through Friday. So hopefully tomorrow maybe we'll have some more news on that. Also, 1270 WWCA in Gary, Indiana, has been testing again. So I called Relevant Radio, who is the people that own the stations, Starboard Broadcasting, and they claim that they're going to be on soon, but that's the only information you can get out of them.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Thank you for playing the market scope that I did. I made one mistake. 103.5 was Mega 103.5 before they went to the Beat 103.5, and the jazz music was Love 94, 93.9, Smooth Jazz. And Party 93.1 was missing. I don't know what happened to it. And this last station was 92.3 WCMQ. It's Clásico 92, where they play classical rock songs and Spanish music. If there were a big emergency in the Miami area, God forbid, like a power outage or something like that, I think I would tune to News Radio 610 WIOD. That would be my station because they sound pretty good, even though, unfortunately, they have changed with their news. So that's the latest news to now. Had a wonderful time at the convention. Enjoyed doing a lot of traveling, and I enjoyed listening to a lot of radio.
Hi, this is Bill Kompelman from Philadelphia. Fred, that was an interesting item there about 1100 WTAM. I checked it from my area here in Philadelphia and was not able to find anything on anything unusual on that frequency. As far as 911 is concerned, right away we watched TV, but it wasn't long before we turned it on to radio, simply because radio verbalizes much more information that the blind person would otherwise probably not get if they were watching TV.
Hello, everybody, on DX Audio Services, John German, Elmer Heights. The question was raised, where would one go if you all of a sudden having a blackout or if you have a power outage? Well, in my case, Elmira has basically three or four radio stations, an AM dial, and it has about three or four FM stations. The only thing is I use AM because you get more news there than I would on FM.
Hello, Fred and DX members. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. While we had no power in the area for over 5 days, and I relied heavily on WMAL AM 630, listening to the people calling and talking about how they were surviving. Last evening, October the 10th, the station in Alexandria, Virginia on 730 decided to break two rules. Number one, they did not reduce power, and number two, they had that IBOC interference. I don't know how I did it, but I was still able to get the Toronto station on 740 with a lot of that hiss in the background, and I lost WGN in Chicago. I couldn't hear them that well.
This is Ed Potter in Goldsboro, North Carolina. When I was in broadcasting back in the 60s, in a little town called Whiteville, WENC, about 50 miles from the coast, we used to do an all-night hurricane watch. We would just stay on the air all night, even though we were a daytimer station. And many, many times I was on the all-night shift just playing LPs and giving little bits of information that I picked up by phone or other FM stations. Since I moved to Goldsboro, things have gotten worse, both in the Hurricane Floyd and Fran. Our local station, WGBR 1150, was playing Bruce Williams reruns at 1:30 in the morning while we were having trees fall. I find that the big people who can cover it are the people who have money. Channel 5, WREL in Raleigh could put people all over the East Coast, and they did. And they also rebroadcast, just stopped their regular format on their WREL-FM and put all of the hurricane information on there. WGBR in Goldsboro tried to do a little bit, but they were primarily parroting Channel 5. So it looks like it's TV's game in most cases. Thank you, Ed Potter in Goldsboro.
Hi, Kevin McGill from Madison, Wisconsin. And I think the two radio stations that I would turn to in case of any national emergency kind of a thing, or for that matter local, probably would be either 1670 WTDY or 1310 WYBA. My secondary thing would probably be the television, probably Channel 3. WISC-TV.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. Thank you, Jerry Starr, for all the wonderful years of AM Switch. I know it'll be in good hands when you're gone, but I sure do appreciate everything that you have done. Wayne Ryan brought up the Tivoli Audio Radio. I reviewed a couple of the Tivoli Audio radios for Ed Potter's magazine Playback, and I can tell you those radios are pretty good on FM, but they're terrible on AM. Anyone who buys one of those radios for AM DXing or even long-distance AM listening is going to be disappointed. I was listening to some of the baseball playoffs prior to the World Series, and I was listening on American Forces Radio on shortwave, which is only on single sideband anymore on shortwave. And I heard something weird. They were getting it, by the way, from ESPN Radio. There was a commercial during the inning. Now, I don't know if this game was being broadcast live or if it was delayed. If it was delayed, this would explain it, but if it was live, how could they do a commercial during an inning while a pitcher was getting ready and know when to come back to the game? Can anybody answer that? Or maybe simply ESPN doesn't broadcast its games live. I would like to add something to what Scott Feibusch said about identifying FM skip. I have no criticism of what Scott said. I just want to add something, and that is area codes. As more and more places get two or more area codes within a coverage area, such as New York City has 212-718 and 201, commercials that you hear on the radio with phone numbers will include the area code in the phone number. This is a great way to know that if you hear 214, you're listening to Dallas. If you hear 612 or 651, you're listening to the Twin Cities, etc. A very mild criticism now, but nevertheless, Scott Feibusch gave a website for the worldwide TV FM DXers and a website for himself. many, many of us, especially in the blind community, but other people as well, do not, I repeat, do not have internet access. I've been struggling for at least 5 years writing letters to National Public Radio, trying to get them to give phone numbers and postal addresses for people who want to write. They simply refuse. They give email addresses. Internet only excludes a lot of us. So, Fred, on behalf of the blind folks who can't afford those expensive computer packages, please, when you can, see to it that something other than a web address or an internet address is included.
Hi there. This is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. I was noticed that on the next to the last letter, not this letter, but the one before that, you said that DX Audio Service started, as far as the tape is concerned, in 1985, April 1985. And then you said in the letter after that, in other words, the last letter, basically the same thing, but you also said that the printed material started in 1933, and you didn't have any tapes to, you know, there were no tapes available to send in those days, I guess. So, did you use print material, all print material, or how was the system done in those days? And I wonder if you'd give a little history of the National Radio Club. And also, what does DX stand for? D as in David, X as in X-ray. What does DX stand for? I just thought I'd mention those things.
Tim Hendel has asked another interesting question, Fred. Hi, this is John Bowker. Remember last month he asked about announcing a pattern change on the air? After all, some folks who've been listening to the station in the late afternoon will suddenly either lose the station or start receiving a poorer signal, I'm sure. And gosh, Tim, it's even worse than that. During October, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida region, our main news station, WFLA, changed from night to day coverage with their pattern and everything at 7:31 each morning. They increased their power at the same time. And to do that, it caused a one-second period of dead air right in the middle of a local newscast. That means that each morning there would be this unexplained interruption followed by a very loud newscast, at least at our house. And it seems to me, I agree with you, they could have timed the changeover to fall at a very brief break in the news. But no, I guess their automation system has no heart that they use. In the evening, by the way, they always seem to have a syndicated program running at pattern change, so I guess I can understand they wouldn't want to make any announcement then. But, you know, for a couple of years, I was on WIMG in New Jersey. We had the same sort of problems. We changed pattern and dropped power at night. Now, at that station, I was both the announcer, engineer, and transmitter babysitter on weekends, and it was all in one room, so that made it kind of easy. But I always made mention of a pattern change beforehand. What I would say is something like, "Good night to Doylestown and Somerville." Then I'd put an LP record on the turntable, and between cuts, I'd be across the room throwing all the switches. Worked out very well, and just for the reasons you cited, Tim. I've come across a newspaper item that meant I just had to call in the musings. Here in Tampa, Florida, we have an all-day, all-night sports talk station, WDAE 620, and they also carry the Lightning hockey games, and occasionally they fill in with the Devil Rays when there's a confusion on another station. There's a second all sports talk all day, all night, and that's on WQYK 1010. They also carry the Buccaneer football in the National Football League, as does their FM station, WQYK FM. So we have two full-time sports talk stations here. Well, in addition to that, we have the Devil Rays baseball games on WFLA 970. And now comes an item in today's paper that T.J. Rives, it says, will return to the airwaves shortly with a weekly sports talk program on WTBN 570 and WTWD 910 in this area. They're both in the Tampa Bay region. And they're going to be carrying the football and basketball games of the University of South Florida, plus sports talk. The thing that amazed me is, quote, "This program was 2 months in the works," said station manager Chris Gould. And Rives said, "I'm thrilled to be back on the air. My program will be conservative sports talk, keeping in line with this station's Christian format." No kidding. This is a religious teaching station, and what they're doing is, at least on Monday nights for an hour, they have talk call-in shows, and they carry all of the University of South Florida basketball and football games. That's what we needed, another sports station. Ken Honest Chuck, where are you when we need you? Goodbye.
Hello, fellow DX. Here's Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Thank you, Ken Honest Chuck, for the Vince Lloyd tribute on the last tape. And Bob Murphy has retired from announcing for the Mets after many years, and he did Boston Red Sox games before that, along with Kurt Gowdy. And my buddy Joe Nuxall will retire in Cincinnati next year after 60 years with the Reds. I think it's great. Incidentally, WHB in Kansas City will take over as voice of the Royals next year. And here in Brantford, 99.5 CFWC, fresh win over Brantford, will have to have a new frequency because Kitchener is getting that country station on 99.5 no later than January. And I picked up a station on 670 just before dark a few nights ago that was really playing some good country music. I'm not quite sure where it is. And then, of course, sundown, the score in Chicago comes up. CJTN 1270 in Trenton, Ontario, is shortly going to FM.
Well, hi, everybody. Gary Kettler in Austin, and a couple of quick comments. First of all, it was great to be at the convention, first one I've ever made. Met a lot of good people. Met Wayne briefly, and Mike Lance, and John. Good to see John Balker, meet him, and a few others that I'm probably forgetting, and comment on FM DXing. I've been doing that for, well, since the 70s. I remember one time in the early 90s, I think it was about 92, I was able to hear both coasts, heard 92.3 The Beat in L.A. and the station in Stuart, Florida, I think it is, on 92.7. Same opening. That was pretty exciting. That was when I was living here in Austin. A comment on where we turn to for news and things like that. We have a pretty decent news talk station here. We have two stations that do that format, or two major ones that do it, and one of them has somewhat of a local news presence. The other one has no local news or talk presence at all. KLBJ, though, does have a fairly good news department, and they have it staffed 24 hours a day.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Sounds like we need to get a hold of Ken Chatterton and get a little lowdown on the history of the National Radio Club. I think everyone would be interested in that. Right now, I got Paul Swearingen on the telephone. Well, as we enter the DX season and what is now going to be issue number 71 of DX News, we have a contest. And on our live line is Paul Swearingen, the editor and publisher of DX News. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing just fine this evening.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about this contest, which is going to be, well, actually, it actually started, I guess, on October 1st, didn't it?
That's correct. It started on the 1st and it ends on April 30th next year. Anybody who's a member of the National Radio Club, including DX Audio Service members, can participate if they like. And basically the points are given for each station that you can hear, an AM station from 520 to 1720 kilohertz. That's for those who are listening in their own country. And TIS isn't such utility stations aren't eligible, but maybe we'll give you some credit for a temporary station.
Okay.
Now, if you hear stations outside of your own country, you get 2 points. And if you happen to hear a station during an arranged CPC test, that would be by any club, NRC, IRCA, whatever, you get 2 points. Now, if you happen to be the chief arranger of that CPC test and hear it, you can add an additional 8 points. You can see where I'm coming from there, supporting the CPC. So you can get quite a few points. Now, if you are the arranger, of course, you'd have to go through the chairman, Ron Musco, to make sure that it's set up properly, but that's just the regular protocol that we use anyway to set up CPC tests. We're asking that you report what you hear to me, and I'll give you the addresses in a second here. I'm asking that you must hear the call letters of the USA or Canadian stations, and optionally slogans and locations in the case of non-USA or Canadian stations. And of course, you can only log each station once, and call changes, those such things don't count as new opportunities. Now, I'm asking that everyone keep current by sending what they heard the previous month by the 5th of the next month. And so the next reporting period, for example, would be December 5th. That would cover what you heard the previous month in November. That's the way that works. you have to stay pretty close to your own DX location, say within 5 miles, although if you move, you can certainly start over again. Here's how you would report to me the stations. You would report the frequency, call letters, or slogan, and then the location, state, province, or whatever, the city, and the country, if it's not in the USA and Canada, and the date and local time heard. I'll give you the addresses that you can send those to. You could send it via email to PLS, that's Paul, and then L, and then S is in Sam, BCBDXER at AOL.com. Or you can send it to my snail mail address, 2840 Southeast Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 666-05-1427. That's how the contest is being run.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a few nice prizes that Ken Chatterton authorized. First place finisher will get $15. Second place, $10, and $5 to the third place. And the catch is that you can only spend these NRC bucks with NRC publications. But the good news is that you can use this any way that you want to, you know, helping and renewing your subscription or whatever you want to do. And if we happen to have a tie, I'll just, you know, double whatever the prize might be, and we'll just go on from there. I'm not going to start splitting. We're not that chintzy.
I would hope not.
Well, no.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the way the contest is going to run. And, of course, I'm inviting anyone who belongs to the DX Audio Service, especially non-USA members, to join the contest, just to give us a little outside perspective. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I think it will, too. And we're looking forward to seeing some of the contest entries. Are you going to be publishing those at all or making them available for view?
I'll probably publish them sometime in the middle of each month when I get the entries tabulated. I should have enough time to get them in by the second or third week each month. And, of course, those would be reported to DX Audio Service, too.
Very good. That's Paul Swearingen from the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine.
Hello again, DXers. And it was good to see some of you at the NRC convention in Dallas in the end of August. Okay, some local news to pass along here. One of my locals here, 93.5 WJTW, was purchased by Hispanic Broadcasting and now simulcast Spanish on 1200 WVIV Chicago and 103.1 WVIV Highland Park. And 105.5 WYKT dropped the 80s music format recently under the cat and now plays pop oldies under this weird slogan called The Pickle. Oh well. Now the 2003-04 National Hockey League radio lineups that I got from the hockey news and from the internet. The Anaheim Mighty Ducks will be on 1090 XPRS out of Tijuana, BC, and Steve Carroll. Atlanta Thrashers on 790 WQXI with Dan Kamal and Billy Jaffe. Saturdays only on 92.9 WZGC, and there'll be a 25-station network. The Boston Bruins on 1030 WBZ and a 3-station network with Dave Goucher and Bob Beers. The Buffalo Sabres on 107.7 WNSA in the suburbs with Rick Jenneret and Jim Lawrence. Calgary Flames on 960 CFAC called The Fan with Peter Maher and Mike Rogers. The Carolina Hurricanes out of Raleigh on 570 WDTF and a 6-station network with Chuck Caton. The Chicago Blackhawks on 670 WSCR, The Score, with Dale Talon and Pat Foley. The Colorado Avalanche out of Denver on 950 KKFN with Mike Haynes and Norm Jones. Conflicts with the Basketball Nuggets go elsewhere. The Columbus Blue Jackets on 1460 WBNS and 101.1 WWCD and an unknown network with George Matthews and Bill Davidge. The Dallas Stars on 820 WBAP with Ralph Stranges and Daryl Rio. The Detroit Red Wings on the team, 1270 WXYT with Ken Call and Paul Woods. The Edmonton Oilers on 630 CHED with Rod Phillips and Morley Scott. The Florida Panthers out of Sunrise out of near Miami on 560 WQAM with Jiggs McDonald and Randy Mahler and a 3-station network. Conflict games go to 610 WIOD or 940 WRFX. Los Angeles Kings on 710 KSPN with Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans and a 9-station network. Conflict games go to 1110 Radio Disney. Minnesota Wild on 830 WCCO with Bob Kurtz, Tom Reed, and a 17-station network. Conflict games go to 950 KCCO. Montreal Canadiens in English on 800 CJAD with Dino Sisto and Murray Wilson. In French, 730 CKAC with Martin McGuire, Danny Dub, and Ron Fournier. Nashville Predators on 99.7 WWTN and a 5-station network with Pete Weber and Terry Crisp. New Jersey Devils on 770 WABC with John Hennessy and Randy Velischek. The New York Islanders on 1050 WEPN with John Wiedemann and Chris King. The New York Rangers on 660 WFAN with Kenny Albert and Brian Miller. Conflict games with the Knicks go to 1130 WBBR. Ottawa Senators on the team 1200 CFGO with Dean Brown and Gord Wilson. Philadelphia Flyers on 610 WIP with Tim Saunders and Brian Propp. Pittsburgh Penguins on 970 WBGG and 94.5 WDVE with Paul Steigerwald and Phil Burke and a 3-station network. Phoenix Coyotes on 1060 KDUS and 93.3 KDKB and a 9-station network with Kurt Kyleback and Todd Walsh. St. Louis Blues on 550 KTRS and Educational 88.7 WSIE and a 20-station network in Illinois and Missouri with Kelly Chase and Bernie Federko. The San Jose Sharks on 98.5 KUFX called KFOX and a 9-station network with Dan Rusinowski and Pete Stemkowski. The Tampa Bay Lightning on 620 WDAE with Dave Mishkin and Phil Esposito. The Toronto Maple Leafs on Mojo Radio, they call it 640 CFMJ out of Richmond Hill with Joe Bowen, Dennis Bayak, and Jim Ralph. The Vancouver Canucks on 980 CKNW with Jim Hewson and John Shorthouse. And the Washington Capitals on 980 WTEM with Steve Colby and Ken Saburin. And next month I'll be back with the National Basketball Association. Any other important news? And that's it for now. And take it away, Fred, and good DX friends. Bye-bye.
Well, we just flat ran out of time on this edition of the DX Audio Service, so we have a lot of material to cover on our next edition of the DX Audio Service, the December edition. So feel free to give a call to the Musings line and wish folks a happy holidays. And we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.